So what is the role of ritualistic activities within bhakti? And if we came from a tradition, say Brahminical, where we have performed some rituals before, should we perform that now or not? In general, devotees try to, whatever rituals are there, we try to spiritualize them. So for example, vivaha, marriage is a ritual. It's an important, now in today's world, the word ritual has a negative connotation. But ritual itself is not negative. Ritual is simply a particular action that is done to symbolize something. There are rituals in every walk of life. When we meet people, we shake hands. Now, what is there about shaking hands? Just bring hands. Now, when there's a birthday, we blow candles. And what is there in blowing candles? That just become associated over there. That's the way celebration happens. When in a cricket match is on the bat, some batsman gets out, the umpire raises his hand. Why raise one finger? Could do so many other things. Why only that particular thing? That's a ritual. So ritual essentially means a structured form of action that conveys something. So that's a ritual. So rituals themselves are not bad. So when students graduate, then they put on a gown, they put on an elaborate cap, and they go for the graduation ceremony. That's a ritual. So rituals are simply a fact of life which convey, which is a structured way of signifying something or conveying something happening. So in our devotee life, there are certain traditional rituals that we are performing, whether it is marriage or whether it is, say, the name-giving ceremony of a child or whatever. The devotees, we try to spiritualize them. Bhaktisiddhanta Swami Thakur, and of course before that Gopal Bhatta Goswami, they have written books which describe how devotees can perform these rituals in a more Krishna-centered way. So, devotees, when the various devatas are invoked in particular rituals, the devotees invoke various forms of the Lord or various associates of the Lord while performing these yajnas. So that's one way we could perform the rituals, where we spiritualize them. They are not essential, but they are also not necessarily rejectable. It's the essence is to remember Krishna. The essence is to glorify Krishna. But these rituals also to be done. When Prabhupada was inaugurating the Vrindavan temple, he got the priests from Vrindavan to perform the rituals of inauguration. And at the same time, he said the real inauguration is the chanting of the holy names, by which the Lord will be glorified. So the rituals, they have their importance, but they shouldn't be made all important. And specific rituals, which ones to practice, how much you practice. Prabhupada did not emphasize anything so much. So some devotees say the samskaras are very important, and if you perform all the samskaras properly. Some devotees feel that it's not all that important. We shouldn't divert ourselves from the core practices of bhakti. Both ways are valid. So when we say following parampara is not like one line. Following parampara is like a whole circle. It's a circumference. And within that circumference, there will be different stands which different devotees may take. And as long as they are overall in harmony with the broad direction that we have got from the tradition, then that is fine, they are following the tradition. Now, the family rituals that we might have been performing before, the primary consideration in doing them is social harmony. Na buddhivedam janayat adhyanam karma sangina. Don't disturb the minds of unintelligent people. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Chaitanya Shikshamrut says that a Vaishnava may participate in three different kinds of festivals. He says Krishna-centered festivals is what a devotee's heart is. Janmashtami, Gaur Purnima, Narsinghadurshi, Ram Navami, these are the festivals that a devotee delights in. But then he says that if there are other worship, there are other festivals which are the worship of the devatas, a devotee may go there as a part of social custom. And the devotee goes there, internally the devotee remembers that the devata is ultimately a devotee of the Supreme. Devo Narayanam Gacchati. They are parts of the body of the Supreme. So, in the fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is described that Prithu Maharaj performed certain sacrifices in which the mantras for the gods were chanted. That was, he was doing it out of social custom. That was the king was expected. But internally he was remembering Krishna and he was offering it all to Krishna. And third, he says, is that basically local festivals. So there will be Independence Day, there will be Republic Day, all these festivals. He says, we don't have to defy them. If it's a part of local custom, if that's what we are expected to do, we can do that. We don't have to be, our heart can be primary in Krishna-centered festivals. And other aspects, we do according to what is practically the best. Sometimes, if we are in a community or a family where those traditions are considered very important, and we reject those traditions saying that I am practicing bhakti and this is the essential thing, then that may cause a huge disruption in our bhakti. Everybody gets agitated, what are you doing? You are giving this up, you are giving that up. And then it doesn't matter. It's not a big thing. Just go there, just be a part of the festival, come back. So, we don't put our hearts into it. We keep our hearts in Krishna. But at a practical level, whatever is to be done, we can do it. Some devotees might have been wearing sacred thread before they became devotees. Now, is it that after you become a devotee, you give up the sacred thread? Well, sometimes if you give up the sacred thread, a family also doesn't care so much, it doesn't matter. But sometimes it becomes, how can you give up the sacred thread? This is your sacred marker. Okay, keep it. It's not such a big deal. There's no need to make this, and then there's no need to campaign for or against them. Just do whatever is functional and move on. Okay? Thank you. Yes, behind there was a question. Yeah.